Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Podcasting Resources Guide. I'm your host, Polly. And in today's episode, we're venturing into the intriguing world of generative search. You've probably noticed how your online searches have become more intelligent lately, right? Well, this is why we're here, to dissect how this evolution in search engines is shaking things up, especially for our friends in the podcasting field. To help us make sense of all this, I'll be chatting with Jürgen Bearkessel, the founder of Polymash and the mind behind the Podcasting Resources Guide. He's been in the trenches with SEO and has noticed some significant changes that are worth our attention. So whether you're a podcaster, a blogger, or just someone who's curious about how these changes affect the content you love, this is a conversation you won't want to miss. Stay tuned as we dive deep into generative search and what it means for content discoverability. Let's get started. Jürgen, I'd say you're something of a digital cartographer, mapping out the terrain of search engine visibility. Your achievements with Polymash speak volumes, helping mid-sized businesses, solo entrepreneurs, and nonprofits amplify their message through the potent mix of strategic podcasting and astute SEO. So, Jürgen, let's dive into the crux of the matter. For our listeners who are just wrapping their heads around this subject, could you explain what generative search is?
Absolutely, Polly. Generative search represents a big leap in how search engines operate. Instead of just crawling the web to find an index content, which was the traditional approach, generative search engines use artificial intelligence to actually generate new content in response to a search query. They seek to understand the intent behind a user's search and provide direct answers rather than just a list of links. Listeners, you might have heard about a recent comical hiccup in the world of AI that's had people chuckling and shaking their heads in disbelief. It's tied to the same concept of generative search we've been discussing, the idea where an AI doesn't just find content, but actually creates it based on user prompts. Well, Google's AI image generator, Gemini, took this a step too far with its own version of prompt modification. In a humorous turn of events, Gemini decided to give us a history lesson with an offensive twist. Want a group of 1930s German soldiers? Surprise, here's a multicultural brigade in Nazi uniforms. That brigade certainly did not exist. Request an image of historical religious figures? Voila, a black pope appears. It seems Gemini's DEI algorithms got a bit overzealous, infusing a modern take on diversity into historical contexts where it didn't quite fit.
I heard about that. But getting back to generative search, that feels like it changes the whole playing field for content creators. How's this different from what search engines used to provide us with?
Well, if we look back, traditional search engines were all about finding existing information and presenting it through indexed results. You'd enter a query, and the search engine would return pages of links to websites that contained matching keywords or phrases. This meant users would have to sift through those results themselves to find the answers they were looking for.
Generative search shifts this paradigm quite a bit, doesn't it?
Exactly. With generative search, the AI is sophisticated enough to digest that information from various sources, blend it, and create a concise, direct reply to queries. It's as though the search engine is having a conversation with you, providing the answers right there on the results page. There's no need for users to click through a list of links like before. It's a far more streamlined and arguably a more convenient user experience.
That does sound incredibly efficient, but I'd imagine it's shaking things up for anyone relying on search to drive traffic to their sites, right?
It is, Polly. It's a significant shift that's stirring the pot for all online content creators, including podcasters. As generative search gains traction, it's redefining what it means to be discoverable online. This technology is evolving rapidly, and it's poised to play a massive role in shaping how we discover and interact with content on the internet. It's quite thrilling, yet also demands that we, as content creators, adapt to maintain our visibility.
Absolutely, Jürgen. So I'm particularly intrigued by how generative search is starting to reshape the playing field for SEO, especially with podcasters who've traditionally relied heavily on it for discoverability. How do you see this impacting the way podcasters should approach their SEO strategies?
Well, Polly, it's quite a paradigm shift we're looking at with generative search. You see, up until now, podcasters could optimize their episode pages and show notes with keywords to rank well in search results. This was great since listeners searching for topics could easily find relevant podcast episodes. Generative search, though, changes the game. Since it provides direct answers, listeners may not feel the need to click through to a website or an episode page anymore. That's quite concerning considering how important web traffic is for growing a podcast audience.
Is there a way for podcasters to maintain that visibility and ensure their content is being used by generative search?
There are definitely ways to adapt, and podcasters need to start thinking about how to make their content more gen search friendly. One of the primary ways is by publishing full transcripts of their episodes. Not only does this practice adhere to inclusivity by making content accessible to all listeners, but it also gives search engines a lot of text to work with, which can then help an episode feature in generative search results.
For podcasting as content strategy, search engines, and now generative search is something that can't be overlooked anymore. And the value of accessibility is, of course, a bonus. Now, what about the actual content of podcasts? How should that change, if at all?
Content is still king, Polly. What podcasters need to do is focus more on quality and addressing listener intent. For example, since generative search looks to answer user questions directly, having a FAQ section that addresses common queries related to the episode can help immensely. Think of it as preempting those questions and providing rich, well-crafted answers that generative search engines can pick up on.
So it's like being a step ahead of the audience's questions. But surely this requires podcasters to have a deeper understanding of their audience and the kinds of questions they might have.
Exactly, Polly. It's all about getting into the mind of your listeners and anticipating their needs. It's a more proactive approach to SEO. And while it might sound daunting, it's an exciting opportunity to really fine-tune your content and serve your audience better. Plus, it's worth mentioning that ultimately, people come to podcasts for the personalities and stories. They're looking for that human connection, which generative search cannot, at least not yet, replicate.
Okay, Jürgen, let's get into the nitty-gritty with some real-world experiences. You've mentioned on your blog that Polymash has seen an actual shift in SEO traffic. Can you walk us through what changes you've personally witnessed and the implications it's had?
Certainly, Polly. It was quite the revelation, really. Our agency, Polymash, helps content creators, you know, get their message out there through podcasting and a strong SEO strategy. Well, we started noticing this trend. It wasn't overnight, but pronounced nonetheless. A drop in traffic that made us sit up and take notice.
We're talking numbers here, Jürgen?
Yes, indeed. You see, we used to see this steady pipeline of growth driven by our search engine rankings, but when the SGE wave hit, we saw this dip. In fact, a significant portion of new listener growth for our podcast clients, which we saw was around 65%, came from their SEO-powered web presence. But then those numbers started to change, reflecting a broader trend that SEO, as we knew it, was shifting.
And would you say this was directly tied to the rollout of generative search?
It seems to correlate, yes. Of course, podcasting in general has become hugely popular these last few years, and other companies are doing a great job with SEO in that space. Our content is still top-notch, but the way people were getting to it is changing. Instead of clicking through SERPs to visit our site, users were now getting served up answers right there in the search results, so they had less reason to actually visit our pages.
That must have been quite the challenge. How did you respond to that?
Well, Polly, it was a call to action for us at Polymash, a kind of a wake-up call. We realized we needed to pivot and rethink our approach to SEO. It wasn't enough now to just optimize content with the right keywords. You had to think, how can our content be useful in this new generative search context? How can it still reach our audience, provide value, and keep them coming back for more?
It sounds like that required a pretty strategic shift then.
Absolutely. It wasn't just about lamenting the loss of the good old SEO days. It was about adapting and finding new ways to make our content stand out in this generative search era. We looked into enhancing our show notes, adding full transcripts, boosting personal stories, anything that adds that human touch to our content. It's an ongoing journey, but these shifts have started to turn the tides back in our favor. And I'm sure other podcasters can learn from that experience. Also, I'd like to point out that I think we have some time to adapt to this new reality, in part because Google has not yet figured out how to monetize generative search. So we have some time. But my personal prediction is that 2024 will be a sea change for SEO.
Thanks for sharing, Jürgen. Navigating generative search does present some challenges, Jürgen, but I'm sure our listeners are eager to pivot effectively. So, what are some of the actionable strategies you recommend for podcasters?
Absolutely, Polly. It's all about adapting and fine-tuning our approach to content creation. Let's start with the all-important show notes. It's essential to create detailed, keyword-rich articles for each episode. These aren't just for SEO anymore. Think of them as your pitch to both your audience and the generative search algorithms. They provide context and direction, and when done right, they make your episodes more discoverable. Transcripts seem to be another focal point.
Are they as critical as everyone says?
They are, Polly. Transcripts do double duty. They make your content inclusive to the hearing impaired and give search engines a wealth of text to digest. An accurate transcript, when it includes relevant keywords, can make a big difference in whether your podcast is highlighted in SGE. I would say, don't skimp on this. Investing in a good transcription service can pay off significantly.
In terms of personal experiences, why are those key in this new search landscape?
That's a great question. Personal experiences are like a secret sauce. They are something AI cannot emulate, at least for now. When you share a story that's uniquely yours, it sets you apart from the throngs of content out there. This ties back to what I said earlier. Originality matters. Authentic, personal content has a better chance of piquing the interest of both listeners and generative search engines.
Could you touch more on how podcasters can use their personal stories to their advantage?
Of course. Juicy, relevant stories related to your topic not only captivate listeners, but also become memorable to generative search engines. For instance, if you're doing a podcast about entrepreneurship, sharing your own startup's ups and downs makes for gripping content. Always aim to create episodes that tell a story, your story.
What's the role of listener engagement here, like Q&A segments?
Engagement is fundamental, Polly. A segment where you answer listener questions adds an interactive layer to your content. These types of segments encourage community participation, which in turn fuels a rich, varied content pool that SGE values. Plus, it gives a nice human touch that listeners appreciate.
Those Q&A portions could also be a treasure trove for future content, right?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Listener questions often reflect a wider audience curiosity. Addressing these in your content can make your podcast a go-to source for those looking up similar queries.
So it sounds like the game plan is to continue creating high-quality, engaging content, but with a sharper focus on detailed show notes, transcripts, and leveraging the uniqueness of personal stories. Would that sum it up?
Perfectly, Polly. At the heart of it, generative search doesn't change the core essence of podcasting. It's still about telling great stories and sharing valuable information. But now we have to ensure that our strategies are aligned with how search technologies are evolving.
You know, the beauty of podcasting, in my opinion, is that we get to bring something to the table that AI and algorithms just can't compete with, our authentic human experiences. And that's what can really make us stand out in this new world of generative search, don't you think, Jürgen?
Definitely, Polly. There's something so powerful about a story or insight that comes from a real person's life. It's the texture, the emotions, the unique viewpoints. That's what engages listeners and builds a loyal audience. And thankfully, that's also what generative search engines like SGE are starting to focus on.
I love that perspective. Telling those unique personal experiences makes for content that's not just engaging, but practically impossible for AI to replicate. It ensures that you're not just a voice in the crowd, but the voice that people come back to time and again.
Absolutely. Take, for example, the expertise and firsthand knowledge that podcasters bring to their shows. Discussing your own experiences, challenges you've overcome, or lessons you've learned adds a layer of authenticity that can deeply resonate with listeners. It's about creating connections that algorithms can't.
That's brilliant. And it makes me think, Jürgen, about how podcasting is also a two-way street. The content is not just about us talking, but it's also about listener interaction. Having segments addressing listener submissions or questions makes the experience feel more personal and communal.
Right. It's about nurturing a relationship with your audience. And what about narrating behind-the-scenes content, like sharing the making of your podcast episodes, planning discussions, even bloopers? They're all part of your unique story.
I agree. Those little peeks behind the curtain can be so endearing. And if we can encourage our listeners to send in their stories and incorporate them into the show, we're essentially weaving a rich tapestry of voices and experiences that define our podcast.
Absolutely. And it's essential to remember that SGE is looking for content that really hits the mark on quality and authority. While we have to make sure our content is SEO friendly, it's these personal human elements that will not just tickle the fancy of generative search, but also keep our listeners coming back for more. Couldn't have said it better myself, Jürgen. In this digital age, where AI content is flooding the market, it's those personal touches and genuine interactions that make us truly irreplaceable.
Shifting gears a bit, we've been hearing about a bunch of questions from our podcasting community regarding generative search. So, Jürgen, why don't we dive into some FAQ here and help our listeners better understand how this all ties into podcasting?
Absolutely, Polly. Fire away.
All right, first one. What is generative search exactly, and how is it different from a regular Google search?
Generative search is essentially AI providing direct, comprehensive answers within the search results. Think of it like having a conversation with your search engine. It's different from traditional search because you're getting the answers outright rather than a list of links to sift through.
Got it. So how does this generative search affect podcast discovery specifically?
The big change is in the possibility that potential listeners might get the information they need straight from the search results, which could mean they're less likely to actually click through to a podcast's website. For podcasters, this signals a need to optimize content in a way that works well with this new search method.
Can podcasters ensure their shows will show up in these generative search results?
Well, ensure is a strong term. There are no guarantees, never have been. It's all about making sure your content is aligned with what the AI is looking for. Relevancy, authority, clear and structured information. Think along the lines of full episode transcripts and a comprehensive FAQ section.
Here's a concern. Will AI-generated content be prioritized over the content I create for my podcast?
Not likely. Generative search will prioritize what's most relevant and authentic. AI-generated content tends to be more generic, so there's a good chance that your original personal content gets favored. It's about standing out by being yourself.
And what about SEO skills? Do podcasters need to become tech wizards to compete?
I would argue the opposite. SEO skills are less and less important. While understanding how SEO works is important, good content is what rules. Your energy is likely best spent focusing on uniqueness and excellence, and of course, engaging with your audience.
That leads to another question. Does generative search effectively make SEO irrelevant for podcasters?
Not at all. SEO remains a powerful tool because it helps these generative search engines understand your content. However, the focus might shift more towards the quality of your content and fulfilling user intent.
To wrap up our FAQ session, Jürgen, could you share a tip for differentiating a podcast from the sea of AI-generated content out there?
Personalize. Use your unique experiences, insights, and the relationship you build with your audience. The qualities that make you uniquely human will set your content apart from anything AI generated.
Jürgen, thanks for clearing the fog on generative search and podcasting. I bet our listeners now have a clearer roadmap for navigating their content strategies in this emerging landscape. Well, that wraps up a fantastic conversation packed with insights. A huge thank you to Juergen for joining us today and sharing his knowledge on generative search and how it's shaping the podcasting landscape. And of course, to you, our listeners, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of The Podcasting Resources Guide. Your curiosity and engagement keep this show going, and we're here all because of your support. If you found today's discussion enlightening and want to ensure you don't miss out on future episodes, please hit that subscribe button. I'm Polly, and it's been an absolute pleasure. Stay curious, keep learning, and we'll be back soon with another episode that's sure to pique your interest. Goodbye for now.